For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Massini. My guest today is Vanessa Veselka. She's the author of the novel Zazen, which won the Penn Robert Bingham Prize for Debut Fiction. Her new novel is The Great Offshore Grounds, a sweeping story of family drama tackling social status, love, death, femininity, American greed and mythology, the current state of the U.S. healthcare system, sky-high rents, and the struggle to get by. She'll be doing a virtual event in partnership with Auntie's Bookstore and the Spokesman Review on September 15th. Vanessa, thanks for joining me.
No, thanks for having me.
Let's just start with this story traverses a lot of physical space. The characters sort of go back and forth on road trips across the country a couple of times, but it's very much rooted in the Northwest, which I think is something our listeners will appreciate. Was it important to you to ground the story in this geographic area?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, because I've been out here for so long, but also because I feel like in literature, a lot of times, and particularly with this book, I would run into people who would read it and they would either say, oh, I know these characters, and I don't see them in books much, or they would say, these characters are totally illegible to me. I have no idea what motivates them. And I began to see a real difference between the East Coast and the West Coast. So it made me feel that there really are a lot of sort of characters and personalities that haven't really come forward in our literary world as much as they could. And I definitely think the Pacific Northwest is one of those places.
Let's talk about the characters a little bit. This novel is centered around a family, but it's very much an unconventional family. And there's a pair of sisters at the center of the novel. So what can you tell us about those sisters?
Well, Cheyenne and Livy are the same age. They're both 33 when the book starts. And they were born into, as you said, it's an unconventional family. There were two women who were in an open relationship with this one man, and both got pregnant, but only one wanted children, so the other took both. And the sisters have never known which mother belonged to which girl. And so part of the story is that they get the name of the other mother and start on this trip to try to find her. But the personalities of the two sisters are very, very different. What they want out of life is very, very different. You know, Cheyenne is somebody who every instinct and impulse she has, she pretty much acts on, you know, and so she's kind of a train wreck. The other sister is much more internal, not shy, just kind of private, and work ethic is the most important thing to her. Her sense of autonomy, her sense of independence, her sense of not needing anybody, of not being in debt, you know. And she is, the novel starts when she's just been able to afford her apartment by herself and is very financially fragile.
So having set that up a little bit, can you read a little bit for us, a section that maybe introduces those characters?
Yeah, I'm going to read a section that also just has to do with Eastern Washington. So it's called The Great American Desert. This is when Cheyenne and Livy have figured out how to, through a series of events and small theft, how they get a rental car and try to go find this woman. Cheyenne and Livy left in the evening, heading east through the pass. The late spring rains had fallen as snow in the mountains, which, plowed to the shoulder, turned the road into a gray gully as they climbed. Slush froze, giving grip to the wheels. Slopes flashed white. Livy had flat out refused to buy chains for a rental, so the car skated on the glassier sections of ice. She remained hyper alert, because it only takes one trucker jacked up on crank. She reached for a thermos of coffee. It wasn't dread, but another thing entirely that had her. This was what she wanted this trip. A way to get Cheyenne moving and see if the momentum would inspire her to go somewhere else. Not a plan so much as an instinct about how her sister worked. But now that they were in motion, all she felt was the loss of control. Dropping in elevation, they drove through the lowland pines to the highway, ran straight. It was so bright in the full moon, they could have driven without headlights. Livy pulled over to the side of the road to pee. Mud starred with ice crystals glinted in the moonlight beneath her. The sky was a giant bowl above. When she got back in the car, Cheyenne was eating a bag of corn nuts that Livy had stashed in the door well on her side. Livy gunned the engine as she pulled out, but it only buzzed. Watching the road over the dash, they came into the high desert. The gold haze light, the towns that turned out not to be towns, but gas stations with an outbuilding or a closed rest area lit by state funding. Soon the highway rose in a steady incline as they approached the Columbia, which cut down through the basalt cliffs and man-made lake above the dam, a new body of water born under the pressure of great plans, azure in the daylight and easily seen from space, spanned by a bridge, the lake's surface rippling in the wind that whistled through the canyons etched with petroglyphs. Wordless in the moonlight, they crossed the flooded lands, the sedge houses of the Wanapum under the current, a shelter for fish. Cheyenne dozed. She tried to get one leg tucked under her, but kept hitting the stick shift. At least they weren't fighting. She felt 60. Maybe it was already too late for anything real to change. Thinking that, Cheyenne felt her lower back ache. Too many aspirations. She was getting her period soon and hoped it wasn't that. The added hormonal stress in a car, on a long drive with her sister, that could blow everything apart.
That was my guest, Vanessa Veselka, reading from her new novel, The Great Offshore Grounds. So I'm glad you read that section because, A, Eastern Washington, I think a lot of our listeners will know exactly what section of the drive you're talking about on that and have had many similar experiences of going over the pass. And also, I think that section gives a good idea of the beautiful descriptions in your novel of, you know, the physical landscape and, you know, the surroundings around this character's contrasted with the very gritty or in other ways not beautiful interactions that are happening with the characters. So was that juxtaposition intentional on your part, or did it just come organically from sort of setting the story in this landscape?
I never set it up consciously to be in juxtaposition. And I think that the role of history and of place in this novel is very, very important to the whole novel in the sense that, you know, I write about, in many ways, about the American project and does it work and what could it be and what is it and how do you grapple with it? And so at a narrative level, the impulse of that kind of narration is it's sort of a relentless press of both history that you cannot be extricated from and beauty that has nothing to do with you.
Hmm. Well, as I noted, you're doing an event with Auntie's Bookstore in the Spokesman Review on Tuesday the 15th. What's it been like trying to promote a new novel in a pandemic with all of these virtual events? What can people expect on Tuesday night?
Well, I personally, as somebody who has done a million road trips myself, was so disappointed to not be able to actually physically go do the tours I wanted to do. However, this event is actually very unique because, you know, I had the initial sort of launch events, but then we decided, let's do the road trips that are in the book. Actually, the aunties and the Spokesman Review, the Northwest Passages Book Club event, is the kickoff to the road trips event. We decided to make that the kickoff because it's Spokane. So that is going to be unique in its own way. And every one of them has been unique. I've been really, really fortunate that way.
My guest has been Vanessa Veselka, author of the new novel, The Great Offshore Grounds. She'll be doing a virtual event as part of her virtual road trip on Tuesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. with Auntie's Bookstore and the Spokesman Review. Vanessa, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me.
No, thank you. It's a lovely honor.